Matthew Stillman is the boss of the Czech Republic's biggest production company for foreign films, Stilking Films. It has produced some of the blockbusters that have tapped into Czech skills and locations over the last 15 years. At his main office in the heart of Prague's Barrandov Studios, I asked Mr. Stillman how he came to the Czech capital in the first place.
Well, originally I came to visit a friend who was teaching English, and his English wasn't very good, even though he was English, and I was sleeping on his floor. I couldn't work in England at the time. I'd just finished a politics degree and was looking for something to do, and I knew I wanted to do it in and around the production area. So while I was here, we looked together with another friend who was staying with us, and it just appeared that there was a good opportunity here. At that time, that was essentially the last big recession as well, 92, 93. So it's difficult to get work in England, and it was, here it looked like, whereas the film industry in the UK was receding, here it looked like there was an opportunity for it to expand and develop. And there weren't many obstacles in terms of the competition to doing that here. There wasn't much legislation that was restrictive. It hadn't been developed, so there was a sort of void. But there were studios, there were some crews, and it was cost competitive. So we looked around and decided to give it a go because we didn't have much to lose, and that's really how we started, with a typewriter and an answer machine and a phone at Barrandov.
And how was it that you came to be interested in film? Because as you say, you studied politics. It maybe doesn't seem quite logical, but maybe...
Well, politics doesn't lead on to much, unfortunately. But, I love the politics for the broader education of it, but it wasn't a vocation, and I wanted to do something that I thought would be fun as well as earning a living at the same time. And I always thought I'd been interested in films and production and thought that would be an interesting area. So it was a natural thing in a way for me to look for and try to eke out a living in.
But if I understand correctly, when you first came here, you weren't immediately involved in films. You were actually involved with a nightclub to try and raise money, if I understand rightly. What was that?
That's right. I mean, we set up the office, but didn't have any income. So in order to keep our expense, I mean, office, it wasn't really much of an office. It was two people and a table. But in order to cover the cost of the rental of that place and things like that and the accommodation, the friend who I originally came to see was a DJ who was doing some DJing. So together we set up a little group and did a few nights in different places, and that led on to doing a nightclub in a place called Slovansky Dom on Napshi Kope, and that took off quickly, and overnight there were 1,000, 1,500 people a night in there, and it was all got a bit wild a bit quick. So got a couple of crowns together to pay for the office, and after that summer I left it because it was a 24-hour occupation at that time. And started focusing on the production stuff. And fortunately, at the same time, we had our first production here, which was a music video for KD Lang. So that sort of kicked off that side of activities.
And how difficult was it to persuade people that they should be doing business in Prague? Because if I understand, for many people, Prague really wasn't on the map then.
Bizarrely, there were a lot of people who didn't really know where Prague was, and mainly Americans. And I'm talking about Americans involved in the film production industry. So, yeah, they were a bit confused about what the whole proposition was that I was trying to make to them when we flew out and tried to market Prague and the Czech Republic. But the key really was that the first couple of projects that shot here found the creative and financial benefit of doing that and were able to act as references. And so, you know, the industry is pretty fickle in terms of where it shoots and how it shoots. So once we had a couple of projects under our belt that acted as good references to the potential and the strength of the crews, the locations, all those things, once we had that, it helped, and that was sort of our calling card.
And how important is Prague as a location, as a backdrop for films? In the early days, was that really important? Did it help a lot, or are things really mostly studio-based?
No, I think we've done about 45 films, and probably three or four of those were sort of purely or ostensibly studio-based. The rest of them were all doubling Prague for different places. For example, Wanted, which is a recent one we shot with Angelina Jolie, was using Prague for Chicago. Van Helsing was a fantasy world from Hell. The film with Johnny Depp and Heather Graham was, we doubled for London. Tristan and Isolde, we doubled for London and Ireland. Narnia, again, is fantasy, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. Triple X was partly Prague, partly US. Born Identity was France and Switzerland. So it's pretty eclectic mix of places that Prague's doubled for.
And do you think that's something specific about Prague?
Yeah. It was relatively untouched during the war, and the periods at which the building was done in the Czech Republic and the architecture that came from that allows it to double for a lot of things, as well as the countryside. So it does have a unique advantage in that context.
Technically, how much is done outside these days, and how much is in the studio? I mean, obviously it depends from film to film, but generally, what is the trend?
It's not specific. It's like you said, it does really vary. Casino Royale, which shot here, I would say was probably about 70% location, 30% studio, and I think that's probably pretty typical. The same is true of Wanted, the Angelina Jolie film, and of Prince Caspian. And so I think that's probably, it's from 50-50 to 70-30 in favour of location work, I would say.
How much of your work is still in Prague? You've got lots of outposts all over the world. Is still most of your work still in Prague?
Prague, from going from 90%, it's probably about 20-25% of that activity. Like I say, we have offices in different places, in Cape Town, Chile, Spain, Germany, France, all different places, New York. So it's naturally, as we get involved in different places, it would naturally decrease this focus on Prague. But I'm still based here, and we try to base things from here. But together with the issue with film incentives and an expanding desire in the advertising world to be in different places, it's meant that the Prague proportion of our business has reduced, although the business has increased. So, but I'd like to maintain and develop in the Czech Republic as long as possible.
Generally, the film industry at the moment worldwide, is it experiencing the recession, or are people spending to get away from the recession?
Well, it's, you know, normally films increase their sales during recession, and that's true. That's happened theatrically. But you've got two things going on. You've got one, the recession, and two, you've got a change in a really immediate and entertainment and how people consume entertainment and media and what's produced for them. So it's on the recession side, you've got, yes, an increase in theatrical admissions, but you've got a reduction at the same time in DVD and video, because people are looking to other forms of media, principally the internet, for entertainment. Also, what you see now is a lot fewer bigger films being made by the studios, tentpole ones that base around a couple of very specific elements, normally either involving entertainment for kids or for video gamers. So the type of film that's being made has changed, and the lack of money that's being generated in the private sector also meant that the financing for independent films, which are really from $0 to $45 million in that range, that's kind of fallen through the floor at the moment.